Hello and welcome to the PDA Writing Podcast. This morning I'm reading you some poetry from a poetry collection called These Past Months. The three poems that I will be reading for you today are June Before, July Before, and July After. Enjoy. June Before. We're learning to talk, to communicate. We're learning about each other, what we like and what we don't. Distance only allows for so much, so we learn through text. We learn each other's words and each other's voices. Distance slowly fades away. He lets me explore. He lets me play with no intent but to learn and know. We are learning. July. Before. This house makes too much noise. It groans and creaks and sighs. It falsifies footsteps and generates loneliness. It's not a home. It's not a place of rest. I prefer to be with him, my boyfriend, which is weird to say because it's just so new, or to be with my two best friends in Tennessee celebrating my birthday. Anywhere but the place I live. Anywhere but the place I lay my head. This house makes too much noise. July. After. I got to spend my birthday with them in Tennessee. The two people who I wouldn't know how to deal without. My two best friends. Two people I will love always, to people I will miss always. She always believed what I said, never thought me strange or weird, no matter what came out of my mouth. He helped me find my identity, and I watched him find his. I told them they were stupid when they broke up. They are meant for each other. I know it. I see it. And then I helped pick out the ring she now wears on her finger. I helped plan the proposal that never actually happened. I have the words, no, it's commitment, tattooed on my ankle. Words that they used to say to me, because love is never debatable. It's commitment, and I will always love them, and I will always miss them. Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed those three poems. Now, the collection These Past Months, I wrote, as I do with a lot of my poetry that I've been reading lately, as an assignment. It was the end-all be-all assignment for one of my poetry classes. We had to do a collection of poems. They didn't have to be related. We could easily just collect the poems that we had written and then basically edit them, make sure that they were better. I decided to go with new poems. One, because during that time, during that poetry class, at near, like, the middle end, I think it was October and early November, maybe late November, early November, I think, is when I had a breakup. And so I had decided to do an entire poetry collection based off of my thoughts and feelings of surrounding that. And so these past months are kind of about that. They are about that. What I did was I did two poems per month, starting with July, and I'm going through November, I believe. I don't have it in front of me. I don't remember how. I'm pretty sure I go through November. But it would be two poems. June is the only one that doesn't have a second poem. The rest do. June, I couldn't, for some reason, that was something that was stuck. I couldn't get that poem out for June. But the first poem was my mindset during the time period. So I was putting myself back in that time period, thinking about what my mind was going on, what was stuck with it at the time. And so June before, that was what I was thinking of in June. I didn't have a June after because that was just kind of a beginning month. I mean, now I could probably write something years later, but anyway. So, and then after, what I was feeling now for that month, because July does have that before and after. And so it's, so it goes back and forth, and it kind of gives two different perspectives on each month during that time period. So for June, we weren't in a relationship yet. We had been talking about it. We had been talking about being play partners, kinky play partners. And so that's kind of like, we were talking, we were getting to know each other type of thing, seeing if we would be compatible. And then later on, I think end of June, early July, we actually started dating, actually being in a romantic relationship with each other. But also in July, what that first poem is about, that house I'd recently moved. I'd spent 3 years, in one place. Because me and one of my best friends, not the ones who were in Tennessee, but one of my best friends, we had rented a place together. But she was graduating, and I was going to be able to afford that place on my own, so I ended up moving to a house. Because I was living in an apartment, then I went to a house. This house, it's an older house, there's barely any insulation. Everything creaks and groans, and there's no, like, insulation. I hear everything. And it's also a new place, too, and my cat is exploring every single nook and cranny, and I'm losing him for days at a time, not days at a time, for, like, hours at a time. All of a sudden, I was like, where is my cat? Like, it was just, that first month took a lot of adjusting. So, dealing with that, getting settled into that was kind of a thing. And that was when I was rather being, and it was, I went from having two roommates, because it started off just me and her, but then her boyfriend moved in with us that last year. But even so, going from two roommates to four was a big jump. So then we also had that where I was constant, not as so much in the summer, but as people started coming in, started getting more and more people. Then I would rather be spending, I ended up spending a lot of time with my boyfriend at the time. With him at his house, since he had privacy, I didn't. I mean, I had my own room, obviously, but with no insulation, you hear everything. So, but he had the privacy and the space and everything, and so I spent a lot more time at his house. And then that summer, it's a half a tradition of mine to go to Tennessee for my birthday every year. It's not going to be as much of a tradition now because things have been changing, beside the point. So I went to my birthday in Tennessee, two of my best friends from high school. And that's what the July after is about, is being intended, like talking about my two of my best friends, how much they've influenced, because I've known them, her I've known since I was like 13, 14, I think it was 13, ish that we met, and then we actually like became friends when I was 14. So I've at that point in time I'd known her for about 9-10 years. Now I've known her for what, 13 years? And then me and him actually just made our 10-year mark this year, because last year, yeah, because he came junior year, so it would have been last year. Anyways, that is beside the point. Not kind of beside the point, giving you background, I guess. So it was appreciating them, and I literally do have the words "no commitment" tattooed on my ankle, because something we used to, we don't say it as much one because we don't see each other as much, but especially in high school when we were seeing each other on a daily basis, one of us would say, I know how to speak today. One of us would say, "You know you love me." The other would reply, "That's debatable." And the first person would reply, "No, it's commitment." And so I actually have those words, "No, it's commitment," tattooed on my ankle because of that. Because it's something that we've always said together. And that is like one of the things that I've always just like had with me. It's like, it's not debatable, it's commitment when it comes to actually like loving people. Loving someone is a commitment, not just a feeling. Look at that. Good philosophical takes while you're talking about poetry. Woot. But I mean, these opening poems, I think they're okay. I think the entire collection is better when it's like read all together rather than just parts, but I didn't want to read too much at once, especially after the very long episode that was me reading Nine Lives with the Picky Bookworm, which I want to thank her again for helping me out with that. But I enjoy them. And as we get into like August, not even August, get into like September, October, November, like those last 3 months, there are some angst in there. I write my best poetry when I'm angsty. One of these recordings, there's a poem that I would like to read that I would like to like read out and kind of half perform, because I'm not obviously, I mean, performing it because you're listening to it, but you're not seeing me. That I would like to do eventually too. That's not on my website yet, and that that's going to be a moment before I decide to read that one, but it's a good one. It's one something I wrote recently that I'm proud of writing, that I would think would be a good thing to read, but it's going to be poetry for a few weeks. I'm still figuring out some changes with my website too, so, update time, I guess. That's not really a thing, but if for those of you who also listen to this who are on my website on a regular basis, I have been making changes. I've taken some stuff down. I've obviously kept some stuff because I'm kind of not like revamping it, but I'm working with an editor to help me make my writing better, because the poetry's fine. I like my poetry. That I'm never going to get an editor for. But some of my short stories, like Nine Lives, while we read Nine Lives, that's going to end up being better eventually. While it's good now, it can be better. I have so many ideas to make it better. So that's like things like that, working on my short stories. And then I know I have been posting my series, and I'm sorry if you guys haven't finished them, but with reading before I did take off P.I. Cone, I will go back to that, but I do want to like fully revise it, actually get like a second draft before posting it again. Because while the commission is over now, that's technically what I personally got. I would want to do something better and put it on there. So my series are taken down for right now for when I have time to actually edit them better and get more of a flow better, because I think sometimes it's a little bit choppy with just doing the 10 chapters like I did. So that's a thing. I will still try to be posting my poetry. I think a little bit I had in my mind was to try to constantly be posting stuff, but I don't actually want to do that. I want to keep whatever's good on my website, I want to keep on my website. I don't need to be constantly producing content for it. Obviously I'll probably start putting more stuff on there, more content on there, once, you know, I run out of things to record. But then that might be a thing to where I record and I post a poem or a short story or something on like the day of releasing it, so you can hear it and you can get it on my website too. That might actually be a thing, and that might keep a pacing better of getting content on there. But so I'll still probably post new things before that happens, but once I get through all of the stuff that's already on my website, that'll be a thing too. So but there's like always a million one things I'm working on. So because I'm working on 3 commissions, and I want to work on original stuff too eventually. That's kind of like a little mini update. I'm revamping my website to kind of, because the more people I get eyes on it, the better I want it to be. And some of the stuff that I did have on there, while was good, wasn't like A+, 100%. So I'm working on getting it better. So you guys actually have quality content on that website. So, and maybe eventually it'll be just my poetry, those few short stories that I have, and then options to actually get my published work, like the things that I actually have published out there. So that's hopefully will be a thing eventually too. But for now, it's short stories and poetry. And my other series, like Loyalty and The Gentlewoman's Men, those two I'll continue doing eventually. They're just kind of my whim stories. I'm not going to try to revise them. I'm not going to try to get them published. They're just my whim stories. They will still get like edited, at least proofread, because I don't really feel like the need to, like, I don't know, make them better. That makes no sense. But I don't feel the need to revise them. They're just my for fun stories anyways. So, but I hope you guys enjoyed one, me rambling about my website after talking about the poetry, but I hope you guys enjoyed the first 3 poems in 2 months of these past months. We have 4 more months to go, August, September, October, November. So those will be 2 more podcasts, a total of 3 for this poetry collection. And so I hope you guys enjoy. You guys can find me on Twitter at PDA Writing, and my website is PDAWriting.com. Please support me on Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcast, whatever podcasting system you have that you listen to. Please like, subscribe, follow, do all that fun stuff. Listen, doesn't matter. Just support me, you know? And also, I don't know what the cross ratio is of those who listen to my podcast and who's also on my Twitter and see the paintings that I do, but I now have a Ko-fi, which, to be fair, you can also just donate money to me if you wanted to keep me doing what I'm doing. But I sell my paintings. I'm not like doing commissions or anything. Just the ones that I feel like doing, I sell, because I don't need a collection of paintings in my house. But you can find me at Ko-fi. It's Vibes and Colors. That's the name of the shop. It's Vibes and Colors. If you're having trouble finding it, just go find me on Twitter at PDAWriting.com, at PDA Writing, at PDA Writing. I need to get better at saying my socials. At PDA Writing on Twitter, and that's my pinned tweet. So if you have trouble doing it, do that. So now that I've officially rambled your ear off, I hope all of y'all have a good rest of your day. Please enjoy it, and I'll give you more poetry next time on the PDA Writing Podcast.